Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 209 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 25th is explain whether or not you try to fill yourself up with material possessions and the applause of others, or if you empty yourself of those things and try to let God fill you up. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Our challenge today touches on the theme of external story versus internal story in our write your own story paradigm. Our natural human tendency and what society promotes is go after material possessions and applause and recognition from others. And social media has only exacerbated this problem. But anything from our external story is temporary, and it cannot give us the level of peace and fulfillment that we gain by writing our internal story. Today's challenge also touches on what can fill us up on the inside. Maybe you are motivated by greatness and the idea that you have something to contribute to the world. My wife actually sent me a quote the other day from one of my favorite authors that I mention on the podcast quite a bit, John Gordon. And the quote said, "Greatness isn't achieved by worrying what everyone thinks of you. Don't look outside. The praise, criticism, expectations, it's all just noise. Look inside to your heart and soul and do your thing. Do it with love and create greatness from the inside out." But for me, it's not just that I was randomly born with some greatness. It's that God uniquely created me with a purpose. And I'm not telling you that you have to believe what I believe. But for me, the source of my strength is that I can't do it all alone. If it was up to me, I wouldn't believe that I really did have greatness within me. But when I recognize that God created me for so much more than I think I'm capable of on the surface, and so much more than I want to do, it gives me a kick in the pants that I need. When I let God fill me up, it tells me that I don't have a choice to quit when things are tough. It tells me that just because I'm not seeing the results I want to see now, doesn't mean that the work I'm doing isn't important. It tells me there is someone somewhere who needs me to give my best effort, no matter what emotions I'm feeling. So how about you? Do you try to fill yourself up with material possessions and the applause of others? Or do you empty yourself of those things and try to let yourself be filled up from the inside out? Like many of the things with the write your own story paradigm, this is counterintuitive. Letting go of the external rewards and recognition and letting ourselves be filled from the inside out goes against much of what society teaches. But the peace we seek comes from letting go. It comes from giving up. And it comes as the result of the freedom we experience when we understand we have each been created with a unique purpose to do good works. And when we take the time to learn, grow and change as we write our own story, we discover our gifts and abilities, and we use them to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.